Blog Talk Radio.
This is Brandon Money from Stardust Radio. Enjoy.
Good evening, everyone. I know you've all well gone crazy in that chat room already. Excuse me. Thank you for tuning in to Stardust Radio. Today is September 9th, 2008, and I am your host, Joanne. Please do not forget to rate the show when we're done. And as always, the call-in number is 347-945-5423. We have a packed week this week. Visit the website, stardustradio.com, for details on guests and show times. I'm going to come on over to the telephones and see who I got on hold here. I know I got Tony there. Stay put. Don't go nowhere. Who's this?
Hello?
Is it Zach?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, what was that? Okay, he's not there. Tonight's guest, Kristen Alderson, she's been on One Life to Live for 10 years now, and we've watched her grow up into a beautiful young lady. As Star Manning, she just blossomed in front of our eyes, and I know some of us older viewers kind of look at her as a little daughter or a sister, and I can't wait to get her on the phone, and we can start chatting it up with her. Let's bring on Tony. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Joanne. How you doing? How you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. We're just waiting for our guest to call in, and we should be fine in a few minutes.
Yeah, that's all right. Kristen Alderson, that's right. 10-year veteran now of the show. Yes, I know.
Yes, let me see who else we have here. Area code 201, who's this?
It's Tony Ann, Joanne.
Hi, Tony Ann. Hang on a minute, okay?
Hi, Tony Ann.
Okay, hello.
Okay, hold on, sweetie. Okay, we got Georgette in the house. Georgette.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
what's up, guys?
Oh, we're waiting for our guest to call
waiting
in.
Waiting for Kristen.
I'm tired. I went to go to Starbucks to get me some coffee.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll keep you up for 6 days and a night.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
You're going to be
bouncing
off the wall for 6 days a night.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yep,
okay.
I have to stay up and do homework all night, so I need coffee. And I didn't have any coffee at home. I'm like, dang, I better go to Starbucks before they close, because they close here at 10 o'clock. Lame.
Oh, do they really?
Lame.
Wow. Well, that's Florida for you. Nothing stays open at night there, that's for sure.
Yep, everything. Let's close everything at 10 o'clock, even the clubs.
Hey,
cool.
Georgette, don't feel too bad. They close in Chicago at 10 o'clock, too.
For real?
For real.
Dude, Chicago's supposed to be like New York.
Yeah, I know. Some places close until 10, and some places close until 11. Some places close until 11. But in my neighborhood, they close around 10.
That's messed up. That's not right. That's supposed to be like second to New York, other than California. In Chicago, you'd think, be like, yeah, let's keep everything open until 12, 1 o'clock. Like, if I was to go to New York now in the city, Starbucks would be open until about 1 o'clock or so, probably.
Yeah,
I mean, not
but
all of them, but you could probably find one that's open at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, but, Georgette, you got to remember, the economy is a lot of bad about it, and a lot of Starbucks have been closed lately, you know?
Yeah, they did. They shut down a lot of Starbucks.
Did they really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did.
They shut down a lot of them.
They're still stealing my money, that's for sure. That coffee keeps me awake.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what's going on with everybody? Anything new?
You know what? I'm going to let you and Tony talk for a minute while I make a phone call. And so you two chat. I'll be right back.
I'm just pretty cool. Well, I'm going good tonight. It's a good, beautiful night in Chicago, you know. I'm sitting up here watching my Cubbies play.
Yeah, it rained today in Florida. Good times. Like, it rains every day, you know.
Yeah,
I must say, though, it didn't rain yesterday, so I was quite happy about that, but it did rain. Oh, I lied. It did rain yesterday. It did rain on Sunday. And then it rained today for, like, a brief moment. And then it'll probably downpour tonight like it normally does. And then tomorrow it'll rain in the afternoon, afternoon showers. But it's gross because, like, after it rains, it's not, like, nice out. It's, like, muggy and sticky, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. But at least there's a bright side on this. You don't have to deal with a hurricane now.
Yeah, that's true. But you don't know that. There's probably one coming in the next couple of days, I'd imagine.
Yeah, there's, right. Hurricane Ike is not going to reach Florida. It's going to be more like it's going to be going a little bit further west towards Texas. We'll stop in west towards Texas.
They're going weird this year. I don't know what the deal is.
It's some like the air currents and the warmer waters of the Gulf and all that meteorology lingo that I'm not going to get into. But I will commit. But I think I will do this. I'm going to read you a couple of One Life to Live notes here about
happened today on One Life? I haven't watched in five months.
Hold on 1 second. Who's this on area code 718?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey,
it's Alyssa from Brooklyn.
Oh, hey, Alyssa.
Alyssa.
Hang on a second.
All right.
Okay, commence. Go back.
Okay, you want to know what happened today?
Well,
today is Buzz mainly just the John, Blair, Marty, Todd test show today, basically. John and Blair, of course, you know, had that little night in the romp in the sock, you know, their team. But at the same time, John is trying to figure out about the picture, about the scanning of the picture that Albert Fish, the cop from Cherryville, the one, you remember the one that swapped places with Talia?
Oh, Eddie,
I got it. Okay.
And, he scanned that picture for him, and eventually he scanned Marty's picture. So he wanted to come back to the office. He's going back to the office today while officials try to get the door open for him. But the mayor showed up. You know, the mayor that hired Lee Ramsey to take this commission. You know the mayor's corrupt as hell.
Oh, I know
okay?
who you're talking about. Okay.
The mayor, Mayor Lowell, the guy who fired Bo in the first place, then hired John's commission and rehired Bo after Ramsey was killed. You know what I mean?
Right, I know you. Okay, I know that. Okay.
Well, yeah, killed. So he stopped. Well, he said he came to the station as John was about to get the evidence, and he was sitting in the office, and he told McBain that the case was closed. He said, "You're messing around with state illegal evidence, illegal tamping." And he took the laptop out the room. That was the one piece of evidence that John may know about that picture, that Marty used in that picture, and the mayor just took the laptop and said, case closed, gone. So that pretty much took care of that.
Kristen will be calling in a few minutes. So just I just talked to them. Give her a couple minutes. She'll be with us.
All right.
Yes, but she's probably finishing up either work or have homework.
You know what? She's got, she missed a whole week of school.
Really?
Last week. Yeah, because she had to work last week, so she missed a whole week of school. So her mom told me that it was going to be a tight fit. So, yeah, she's probably just finishing up on something.
That stinks. She missed school.
Yeah.
Wow. I know how that goes.
Wow, that's not good. Okay, all right, back to the story. Meanwhile, what John's trying to figure out the picture with Marty and Todd, you know, they have their usual snooze studio. Todd trying to play the old victim card routine and trying to be all lovey-dovey to Marty, trying to treat her like she's the one, like he's the one that's killing her together. And you know what the kicker today was? And the kicker today was they actually played a little toy piano together. And I'm like, that made me almost want to click it off the screen or just mute the button. Who wants to see them play and be happy? For what? Isn't this a doggone ruse as Todd is trying to do? Okay? He's trying to make Maury forget about John McMahon. Okay? That's just a ruse. Who cares about their playing chopsticks, whatever the heck they were doing today.
Oh, my God. No, I think I was a little bit more grossed out when they kissed.
It makes me want to get castor oil. And that's even worse than castor oil. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
It'd take me days to get that taste out of my mouth. Ugh.
Right.
Silly. That's all. It's just plain silly. Anyway, I want to get off that. Ugh. Okay, let's move on to tests. Let's move on to the testing team situation. Lastly, let's move on, first of all, to the missing Christian Vega story. Now, Bo, of course, was reinstated as commissioner, of course, you know, and he's also rehired Talia and Santonio and reinstated Antonio and Natalia as well. And everything seemed to be fine until Sarah comes in and says Christian's missing. Christian hasn't come back. Well, we all know, you saw yesterday's episode, that Carl has him aboard that same ship that he was before. Tied up, shackled up like a prisoner. Okay? And Sarah's worried about him because something's happened to him. So Bo's going to say he's going to get on to everything. But, you know, he's going to do a fire thing to find him. But, you know, we all know that Carl has him. Okay? He's not done with Chris yet. Not by a long shot. After that little stunt, they pull him in the door. They went to make sure if I was not going to get my daughter back, I was going to get somebody back. And naturally, he got Chris. Okay? So, but I think the reason why they did this, because at the time they were shooting this, I mean, David was doing his feature film at the time, or was on vacation at the time. You know that feature film that he's in right now? What is it, Greetings from the Shore?
Greetings from the Shore. It premieres September 12th.
Yeah, I think he's probably doing it at the time. He was taking some time off at the time. So that's why you won't see Chris for a while. Because I think he was doing that feature film.
He did that a while ago. That's when his hair was still long.
Oh, okay.
He did that a while ago.
Well, I guess he might have went on vacation or this happened.
Possibly. Tony, let me see who else I got on the phone here real quick before you continue your update. Area code 815, who's this?
Jenna.
Okay, Jenna, hang on.
Hey, Jenna.
All right.
Area code 989, who's this?
Megan.
Oh, hi, Megan. Hold on.
Hi, Megan.
Hey.
All righty. 847, who's this?
Me, Rita.
Hey, Rita.
Okay. I want a star.
Okay, sweetie. Well, when she comes on, we'll get you on the phone, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask you a question, too, though.
Okay, what is it?
When you were talking about Todd Manning, and then he was saying he was ready to click it, in your honest, humble opinion, don't you think Todd Manning should be a little bit more concerned about making Marty forget what he did than he should be about her hooking back up with John McBain?
Well, I think he's banking on the fact that she's not going to remember what he did. Being that she remembered the rape already and his face or name didn't come up, I think he thinks he's safe.
Or do you think there's a possible chance that Marty could be faking not remembering that at one point she almost remembered because he got scared?
Yeah. No, I don't think she's faking it.
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think she's faking it either, because if she was faking it, then Todd probably would have caught on, you know.
Do you think Cole will ever be reunited with Marty, or do you think that's a long ways down the line?
I say at this point it's a long way down the line.
I think they're gonna put. Well, I don't know, because John was gonna get that. Did anything happen with the image that he was downloading? They were trying to clarify
the image.
Image
did get very clarified, but the thing that I was gonna ask you that question too, because those goons that came out, the mayor, we know the mayor's corrupt. If he hired Lee Ramsey's and kicked out.
That was my point.
But were those goons hired by Todd Manning, or were those the goons that hired Lee Ramsey? Because John McBain doesn't want, I mean, Todd doesn't want John McBain to find out Marty is there any more than these goons do. So who were those?
I still say the mayor because I think the mayor is corrupt by somebody. And my guess is, it could be Todd, but then again, it could be when it was Lee Ramsey because he was the one that, he hired Lee Ramsey. And then again, he might be corrupt because somebody else might be pulling the strings with him. And I'm guessing someone might be in town, someone that we haven't know about, an unknown villain that we don't know about is probably pulling the strings here.
Do you think John McBain will ever find out that that's Marty? I think that'll happen before Marty will remember what Todd did to her.
But the only problem is he twisted the doggone story so much to make it like McBain's the bad guy that by the time he does find Marty, she's going to be scared of him, and she's going to think that he's the bad guy and Todd's the good guy. And that's going to be even more confusing.
Well, I think John McBain can turn that around. Maybe not right away, but I think eventually he's a little bit. I mean, he's going to have the whole world on his side. He's going to have all of Landview on his side. When they find out Marty is alive and then Todd kept Cole from her? Oh, please.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Eventually, they're going to find. Eventually, that's what I think. That's what I think, too. Eventually, John is going to find out Marty's alive and Todd's been hiding her all this time. You know? And then he's going to put together Ramsey was the person Ramsey had. And Todd's been had her all this time. And then when he does find her, who knows?
John has to tell her is that he kept Cole, her own son, away from her. How long do you think that romance is going to last?
Yeah, right? hang on, guys. Hang on a second, okay? Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Zach, is this you back again?
231.
Well, you're coming up a blocked area code. You're calling from a calling card, so you're not going to have an area code.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure it was you.
All right.
Okay, hang on. Still waiting for Kristen to call in. I did speak to her brother Eddie a few minutes ago, and he said she would be calling in shortly. So just take a few minutes and let's chat.
It's a good thing to have the little brother that is also on the show. Plays Matthew, and I love him too. I love him too. You know.
Yes. Yes. Now, does anybody remember a few years ago when Star was in her pre-tween ages, I guess, or whatever, didn't they try and pair Matthew up with Star or make it seem like Matthew had a crush on her? Or am I remembering incorrectly?
Yeah, I think that was the case back then because back in the day they were like, almost every time you see them together, you know.
Right.
In some way or another. And yeah, I think there might have been some way, it might have been a crush, but it might have been a friendship too. Who knows? Who knows what would happen back then. But, you know, back in those days, you know, kids are kids, you know. They just be best friends more than...
But the point of that whole thing is that the writer really had a warped mind for trying to set his brother up to have a crush on his sister. That's what I'm saying.
Just stick. It's just wrong.
Yeah.
It's worse. That is worse than Natalie and Jared.
Oh, gosh, I know.
I'm kidding. I'm not even going to get in that. Speaking of which, but I will get into this, but I will switch gears now and go to our dear friend Tess. The testing. Well, we know now Natalie finally woke up from her little drugs-induced slumber by Tess in that same room that Tina was in, you know, same soundproof room. And while she was in there, she didn't know what, at first she thought it was like some kind of a joke. And then she went into the bathroom and found a little gift that Tess left behind. And it was a book of memories. And it was a book of paper clippings about how she became a B cannon air from the first time, found out that she eventually she was Vicky's biological and Cliff's biological daughter, all the way through to when Jared first came to town, claiming that he was a Buchanan there. And then at the very end of that book, there was a picture of Nash, dead body, and it scared Natalie half to death. Yes, a picture of Nash's dead body, dead face, seeing Nash laying there dead. And that freaked Natalie out because that's what Tess's plan was. Her plan was to make Natalie suffer instead of killing her, make her suffer the same way that she did when they took Nash, then she and Jared took Nash away from Tess. But, so she wanted to separate those two by making Natalie suffer first and then Jared eventually.
Wow.
And then at the very end, Natalie saw and thinks she saw Jess, and then she said, "You're talking to the wrong sister." And then she knew right then it was Tess. But by that time, it was too late for her because she's already trapped in that box. She can't get out, no way.
Right.
So she's gonna be there for quite a while unless Tess has her way. And meanwhile,
go ahead. I'm sorry, Tony.
And meanwhile, while she's doing that, she's also making sure that Tina doesn't open her big mouth because she's got that little secret about those family jewels, about those crown jewels she stole from Mindora.
All right.
Now she's holding it over her to say, "You either do as I say, or I will make sure that Carl Hesser, Jonas Chamberlain, the people of Mindora, say that you stole their crown jewels, and they will not be very understanding." And then also, what about sweet little Sarah? And she's threatening to call the people in Mindora, threatening to call Carl Hesser and Jonas and everybody, telling that she stole the diamond, plus put her daughter Sarah at risk. So Tina had to make a tough choice: either keep her mouth shut and let Tess do her plan with Natalie, or risk everything being found out by stolen Jonas and put her daughter Sarah in danger. So it's a tough choice for her. So she had to choose. So she had to choose to keep her mouth shut.
Right.
Just to keep her daughter safe.
Wow.
But eventually that's going to get found out. Eventually when Vicky comes back, oh boy. I don't know what's going to happen when she comes back.
I don't know. Vicky's going to have another heart attack when she comes back.
Oh, God. Either had a heart attack or another. I don't even shudder to think what would happen if she finds out that Natalie's gonna say, and she's gonna go crazy with worry,
Right.
And then find out about Tess being back. Oh man, I don't even want to think about it when she comes back. I just can't think about it right now.
Oh gosh, yeah. She's definitely gonna flip her lid when she comes back.
Yeah, and I hope, and that flipped her way to the point that you know who might come back.
Oh yeah, Nikki Smith.
Oh my God.
Did anybody hear about the spoilers or see the spoiler pics, I should say, about Marcy confronting Brody? And she ends up on the floor, knocked out.
No, I haven't really looked at those pictures, Joanne. But the way you're sounding, like it's like something big is going to go down with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it is. I haven't read the spoilers, but I saw the pictures. And from the looks of it, Marcy goes over to see Gigi. Brody's got a bottle of liquor, and all hell breaks loose. So,
my guess, Marcy is probably sticking up for Gigi.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Gigi's her friend, number one, and of course she also probably found out, probably from Rex or from her, that Shane is Rex's son.
Right. Well, Marcy knew. Yeah, Marcy's known since the beginning.
Right.
So,
So I guess I went and confronted Brody about the fake DNA. It might be Brody got found out by the DNA test. Who knows? Who knows what that situation is? But we'll watch that as that develops. That's all I guess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And also I'm reading in the chat room here, they're saying that Roger Howard has been having secret meetings with One Life to Live. I wonder if that's true or not.
Probably just rumors. I don't know if Roger Howard wants to come back right away. He's having secret meetings with One Night to Live? You mean he's about to leave
before
in the
chat room.
If that's the case, then he's about to probably leave his role as over on National Alternatives.
Because
right now he's currently playing, what is that character, Paul Stanbeck? What is he currently playing over there?
I have no idea. I don't watch it. I really don't know.
But if he does come back, then what happens to Trevor St. John then?
I don't know.
That's the problem. That's what would happen to Trevor.
I don't see Trevor leaving.
But I don't think he's going anywhere. Not for a while.
I don't think he's leaving. I don't think so. I think he'll be just fine. Spoilers on General Hospital. What's going on with that? I've been reading that Steve Burton is finally fed up with the violent soap opera and is talking about leaving. Tony, hang on a second. Talk to Georgette for a second.
Okay. Well, yeah,
hello?
Of course. Hey, Georgette. Hey, you still there?
Hey, Tony. I didn't know if I was still on or not.
On the wrong number.
Yeah, I'm still there. Yeah, well, you're still on me. Still waiting for Kristen to come on. Two just got you mentioning just now that the contract situation on General Hospital, because there's three members who are in contract years, and one of the contracts are about to expire in the next month, and that's Steve Burton's contract, which is October 1st.
Yeah, he talked about that actually in California.
So they're saying that he... They're saying he's fed up. They're saying that he's fed up with the show, then he might be hanging out. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think he's going to leave. I think he's had enough. He's admittedly said that he's making more money off of Mona V than that he could retire.
I don't think he's going to.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. But let me interrupt here for a second. I want to introduce our guest that we've been waiting for, Kristen Alderson. She plays the daughter to the infamous Blair and Todd on One Life to Live. Kristen, you're on the phone.
Hi. How is everyone? Hello.
Hello.
I want to apologize a million, million, trillion times for being late.
It's okay.
We'd have waited the half moon to the half moon set for you.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. We're just glad that you could join us tonight. Very excited about it. Your fans
are
going crazy.
Oh, I'm very excited to be on. Oh, that's so sweet.
They're going nuts in the chat room. They're going nuts.
They're going crazy.
Yay! Tell everybody that I said hello. Well, they can all hear me, right?
Yes, they can. How fun is this? Yes.
This is so fun.
I wish you could see the chat room. They are going nuts in there.
They are.
My gosh.
Okay, since we only have 30 minutes left on the show, let me, I'm just going to skip what I was going to talk about because you've got so many people on hold waiting to talk to you. If we got time, then I'll do some questions with you.
Okay.
But I promised so many people to get them on the phone with you. I wanted to talk to you about your character and college and all that stuff, but we'll have to have you come back and we'll do all that because I know that you got to go in 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So,
no, it's fine. I mean, I'll be on the phone for, a while longer because I was late. I owe it to everyone. I'm so sorry.
Oh, if you don't mind, then I can extend it. That's up to you, because
no,
I know that you got work to do.
We can go to 11:30. We can go to 11:30 Eastern tonight.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, I mean, I could stay till probably 11:15 would be my best thing, because I still have to finish some schoolwork and stuff.
Absolutely, and that's
okay, 45 minutes? Okay, let's do it. 45 minutes, that'd be good.
No
problem.
Let's do it. So let me start with you real quick. You grew up on One Life to Live, basically, 10 years. Was it hard for you at the age of 6 to keep up with the lines?
I mean, actually, they didn't give me too many lines because I was so young and I was so little. So, you know, they usually give you what they do to the other kids, like, hi, bye, you know.
Right.
And basically my only line was, I think he stole my crayon. And and it was with Todd, and I was saying that about River, my cousin, and it was very cool. I don't remember too much from that day since I was so little. And I don't remember being nervous at all. I just remember walking in the studio and it being really big and me being like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, and we were a little late, so they like rushed me right onto the studio floor and we taped, and I had a really great time. But my Philly accent, I was saying crayons wrong. I was saying crowns. Like, I was like,
oh,
you know, my crowns. And they were like, no, it's crayons. And so I've always kind of had a little bit of trouble with speech and everything because at the time I had a really strong Philadelphia accent. Like,
right.
When I was in Annie on Broadway, I played Molly, and I had to say, Annie, read me your note. But when I was little, I said note because, again, my Philly accent.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, so, you know, that was really the only problem that I would have is once in a while, you know, a certain word they would correct me on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, next would be, I wanted to ask you, about your friends in school and how they react to the fact that you are a full-time actress and a full-time student on a major network. Does it faze them at all? Do they say, oh, you know, do they look at you as celebrity status? How does that all feel going to school in a regular school setting, you know, being on the show?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Could you just repeat that? I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Your friends at school, how does it affect your friends at school, the fact that you're a star on a major network? How do they react to the fact that you are on TV?
They actually, I mean, the kids that go to my high school now, they're all in the business in some aspect or want to become a part of the business. So, I mean, like, some of my friends are already on TV and have done things on Broadway and stuff, so they're very supportive. But when I was in middle school, the kids were actually really nasty.
Really?
Yeah, I had a lot of girl problems. You know, when I would come back from, you know, being absent for a while, one of the girls would be like, you know, they would be saying an inside joke, as they call it, and I would, you know, I'd laugh at what they were saying, and she was like, why are you laughing, Kristen? You weren't here. And would, like, put up her bag in front of her face so that she wouldn't have to look at me. And I never did anything to anybody except for, you know, like, try to be their friend. And, you know, it was hard on me. But you know, like, I obviously, you know, dealt with it or whatever. And
right.
I tended to let people walk all over me because I'm always like, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Don't, you know, cause trouble. Like, because my mom's always like, oh, I'm going to go talk to this and this. And I'm like, Mom, no, it's fine. Like, I can deal with it, you know. But, you know, by eighth grade, I was, you know, when a kid was really mean to me, I was able to stick up for myself. And, it caused me to be a stronger person.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the kids are cruel. I mean, gosh,
yeah.
Especially that age. They are. They definitely are.
It actually like, helped spark the Brittany Jennings storyline. Because, yeah, this is some inside scoop.
Really?
Yeah, they were going to do, they were thinking about doing a storyline on, you know, Star going through the womanly nature thing when she was young. And
right.
We were like, you know, that's kind of an awkward thing for people to watch and to be like, oh, okay. You know, like, I didn't think that everybody would want to watch that. But, like,
right.
And then, you know, the executive producer was talking to my mom, and he's like, yeah, you know, like, what are things, you know, that, like, and my mom's like, well, I know that she had a really, really, really tough time with the mean girls in her school, And, you know, like that's something that every teenage girl goes through at one point
right.
in her life, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so it really, you know, like they went wild with it and they wrote a brilliant, you know, storyline with Brittany Jennings, which started the whole high school thing. And I loved every minute of it. I mean, luckily, Portia, who played Brittany, was so sweet. So she,
mm-hmm.
you know, whenever we cut it, she'd be like, I'm sorry. So it was fun, but... Yeah.
Oh, that's good. A little play on reality. That's,
exactly.
That is,
and it was kind of, you know, cool to, you know, we got a lot of, you know, response from fans, you know, saying thanks for, you know, helping me out and, you know, making me believe that, like, you know, I should be stronger about it and everything. And so it's really cool. It felt good to do it, that storyline.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys really do a good job as far as portraying reality.
Thank you.
Getting into the storyline you're in now, there was a lot of buzz around you guys doing the teen pregnancy storyline. I think it's a great message, and when Brandon was on, I also told him the same thing. I actually made my son, who's 15, watch it with me.
Oh, that's great.
There were some people, though, that felt it was a little risque, being that Brandon is a little bit older than you, and I think a lot of fans feel very overprotective over you because we did watch you grow up on the show.
Yeah.
Were there any concerns about that for you when you found out that's what you were going to be doing?
Well, my main concern was the fans, because I knew that they had, you know, grown up with me on the show, you know, for such a long time. And every single, like, almost every fan that I talked to said that they watched me since I was little and they've watched me grow up. So whenever you have, you know, your character, you having, you know, sex for the first time or making love for the first time,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be really scary for your kind of parents who are, you know, like
right.
my fans to watch. You know, they're like, no, you're a baby. We watched you grow
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the same time, I thought that that was kind of the good part about the storyline in a way, because – in real life, you know, everybody sees their child, their girl, even their boy, you know, as their little girl, their little boy. They would never do that, you know, and it's almost
mm-hmm.
like a denial thing. And we don't want to see that. We don't want to see it, so they block it out of their minds. And then it ends up happening, and that's how we get teenage pregnancy. And without talking about it, you know, with, you know, your children or, you know, even without teens talking with it, about it to anyone. It's, you know,
right.
I think the best thing or the thing that we were really trying to portray was just to get a conversation going. And even if it caused controversy with, you know, them being like, well, you're my little girl and I didn't like seeing, you know, that happen to you. And it's like, I know, but, you know, it could easily happen in real life, and that's what we, you know, are trying to get our point across. And we're not saying that that's every single person in America or every single teen. You know, like, it's just
right.
a star's story, and it happened to her, just like it has happened to 750,000 girls, you know, each year. But
right.
as for Brandon Buddy with his age or whatever, you know, it just really upsets me whenever I hear any of that, you know, negativity against Brandon, you know, only
right.
because, like, even though he's older than me, I could never trust another co-star like I trust Brandon. He is so respectful and so sweet, and I have been around a million 17, 16-year-old guys who have made me feel 10 million times, you know, more uncomfortable. Like, Brandon doesn't even make me feel the least bit uncomfortable. Like, we were really comfortable shooting those scenes, and we were laughing about it, and we made sure not to make it too sexy because, you know, the audience did see, you know, Star grow up, and we felt like that would completely turn them off. We wanted to make it really about their emotions and, you know,
right.
bring out how much Star and Cole really do love each other, because they do. And, you know, it's not every day you see that in, you know, a teen couple. So
yeah, you're absolutely right. I applaud it. I'm one of those older people that applaud it, okay? Don't worry about it. Let's see. Last question I'm going to get to, and then I'm going to take some calls. How does your family keep you grounded?
How does my family keep me grounded?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, every day I mean, even when I go to, I think one of the great examples is when I go to Super Soap Weekend, which is just the most amazing weekend in the world. And, you know,
yes.
Whenever you are anywhere, you know, you're getting your picture taken and, you know, you're constantly with your fans and, you know, just having a great time. And but, you know, like, it's amazing. And it's a big, you know, burst in someone's confidence. But as soon as it's over, my mom's like, back to reality, back to school, back to, you know, doing what you have to do. And it's like, okay, you know, like, and my mom, if, you know, whenever we see any, you know, a star where, you know, it's gone to their head, my mom's like, look at her as an example. You do not want to look like that to other people. That's wrong.
Right.
You know, you are just like everybody else, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's, you know, what I've been brought up to, how I've been brought up to look at the world, is that, you know, whether you know, the hair person, the props, wardrobe, cameras, everybody, they're just as important as the actors are. We're all doing our job, and,
right.
You know, like, everybody's equal, and I hate to see when it really gets to people's heads where they just think that everyone is below them. It's like, disgusting to me.
Right, well, I like to hear that kind of attitude, especially in someone as young as you. You're going to go definitely far. I know I read that you wanted to branch out into some TV stuff eventually and films, and
yeah,
I can really see that for you.
Thank you. But the thing that I've always seen it as is that, you know, yeah, I would, you know, like to do maybe a movie or, you know, Broadway, but I always want to stick to my roots and, you know, I'll always appreciate where I come from. And, you know, I don't want to run away from, you know, the show because I
right.
think that, you know, a movie is better than it. I don't think that anything's better than the show because I think that the show is an amazing achievement and I love working on My Life to Live. So, you know, it would just be like a different experience, but I would love to, you know, still stay. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any plans for college?
Oh, that's the big question right now. You know, I think I'll just, you know, I'll figure it out probably last minute in January. Yeah. I definitely want to eventually go to college. I want to get an education and something other than acting because I feel like I've been working for such a long time and I want something to fall back on. Not that I would ever, you know, really want to take that as a career, you know.
Right.
I'd probably take business or something that I could get a different career than acting, but could also use it towards my, you know,
absolutely
acting. Yeah.
Well, that's such a good plan. You said you got such a good head on your shoulder. You're a bright, young, beautiful girl. Your acting is seamless, and you're definitely going to go far. And I can honestly see how these young girls look up to you. You're a perfect role model. So
thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
Well, I'm about to bring on some of your biggest fans, so be prepared for maybe some yelping.
Oh, that's so nice. Bring it on.
The first young lady that I'm going to bring on the phone, her name is Maggie. She is your number one fan. Maggie,
yes.
Say hi to Kristen. Oh, remember I told you about her. Maggie, you're on the phone with Kristen.
Hi,
Maggie. How are you?
Okay.
I talked to you at my fan club event. Oh, it's so nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, so principal. I want to be principal. That's like you.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. Your boyfriend was so nice to me. I'm so glad that he came to the fan club event.
He broke up with me, so, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, how have you been?
Okay.
Yeah?
I have school tomorrow.
Oh, what? You're doing what tomorrow?
She has school.
Oh, you have school. Is it your first day?
No.
I know. I have school tomorrow too. Doesn't it stink? We have to wake up so early.
No.
Oh my goodness. What?
We question. Do you have a boyfriend?
Do what?
Do you have a boyfriend?
Do I have
a... Maggie.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I think she said, I think she's saying, do you have a boyfriend or like
that? Yeah, I thought that's what she said. No, actually, I am single. I just, you know, I love hanging out with all of my guy friends and everything like that. But, you know, I'm staying single for right now.
Girl.
You know, it's senior year, and I just, you know, want to hang out and, you know.
Yeah.
All that good
stuff. I love you.
I love you too, Maggie. That's so sweet.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Maggie.
Bye, Maggie. It was so nice talking to you.
She's been dying for you. I told you when I saw you. She's been dying for you to get on this show. Like, I can't even begin to tell you.
She is so sweet. I know, I talked to her at my fan club event over the phone.
Oh, okay.
And she was just so sweet. It was so great to talk to her because I had heard so much about her. I was so excited to, you know, hear from her over the phone.
Oh, wonderful. All right, well, this next young lady, her birthday is in 2 days.
Oh.
And she could not wait to get on the phone with you. Miss Tony Ann, actually, she made the graphic that I used to promote your show. The banner that I posted on your MySpace page. So, Tony Ann, you're on the phone with Kristen.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Hi, Tony Ann.
Hello, Kristen.
How are you?
Wonderful. You're just making my birthday. My day could not get any better.
Oh, my God. Your birthday's in 2 days?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. How old are you turning? Is it a fun birthday?
Well, it'll be on the 28th when I get to meet you.
Oh. You're gonna. Are you going to Superstar?
No, I'm going to Stars and Strikes, and apparently you were just added to the list last.
I am. I'm going. I'm so excited. So you're gonna be there?
Oh yes.
Oh, I'm gonna beat you in bowling if I'm not on your team. Are you gonna be on my team?
I'm hoping.
We'll figure it out when we get there.
To.
I hope so. Do you bowl a lot?
I haven't in a while, but trust me, it'll be an honor. As I told Brandon, it'll be an honor to get beat by you.
Oh, that's so nice. You'll be the first person that said that to me. Actually, I bowl sometimes with, you know, Brandon and my brother and my mom, and Brandon is the most competitive person, so I wish he could say that in return, because if you beat him, I'm sure he wouldn't be very happy. He's pretty funny. Every time I'll be doing really, really well, and then all of a sudden he has to make a comeback and kick my butt. It's such a shame.
What?
Aw, I know.
Men are sore losers, honey. Know it now. Know it well.
I know. I'm just like, oh, boy. Yeah?
Before they cut me off, I just want to say you're an amazing young actress. You're amazing to your fans. The only celebrity I've ever seen respond to an email in 3 days.
Oh.
That email is on my wall.
Really?
Here. Yeah.
You are so sweet. Thank you. I know. I love, you know, getting back in. I try to respond as quickly, you know, as I can or whatever. And I love hearing all of your, you know, your compliments. It just it warms my heart. It's so sweet, and I appreciate every second of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Tonya. Oh yeah.
I have one question for you. What advice would you give a fan that is absolutely nerve-wracked to meet you in 19 days?
I would tell you to absolutely relax because I am just like you. I'm so relaxed. I went to a middle school in Pennsylvania. I'm in the city, but I love it, and I think it's so cool, and I am surprised by it every day. And all of my family, you know, whenever, you know, they see someone get really excited over me, they're like, really? It's Kristen. Like, she's just Kristen to us. So, I mean, I am not...
Not your fans. Not your fans.
I am... Oh, thank you so much. But, I mean, I don't be nervous at all. We're going to have so much fun, and I'm going to give you a big old hug, and I can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to see you either. Thank you so much for making my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Oh, and one other thing. You have to come out with the CD. You have to. Your voice is amazing.
Thank you. I would love to.
I listen to your covers, like, all day. I can listen to you sing or watch you act all day.
That is the nicest thing. I'm going to try to work on that maybe next year after, because this is my senior year in high school, so next year I might start working on it when I get some more downtime. So that would be really fun if I could somehow have that happen.
Oh, I'll be right in line at the store.
That's so sweet. That means so much to me. Thank you, Tony Ann, and happy birthday.
Thank you. You don't know how much it means to hear that out of your mouth.
Oh, no problem. Have a great night.
You
too. Bye, Tony Ann.
Bye, Joanne. Thank you very much for putting
You're welcome. You're welcome, Tony.
Everyone is so nice. Like, I still can't believe it. Like, you know, it's crazy. Like, you know, all my cousins and my family members, they say the same thing. They're like, really, like what I said before. It's like, really, Kristen? She's just, you know, like, you know, we see her walking around in her pajamas and, you know, having late night snacks and stuff. Like,
I know. When I was talking to your mother and I was telling her about some of the feedback that I was getting about you coming on the show, and she was like, really? I was like,
I know.
Yeah. She's like,
I know.
Yeah, you have no idea. You have no idea.
Thanks.
Okay, this next caller is Zach. Zach, you're on the phone with Kristen.
Hey, Zach.
Hey.
Come on in, Zach.
Hey, Zach, what's up?
Hey, I kind of indirectly met you. I didn't go to the fan club event because at the last minute I got turned down, but I know a few people that did, and they told me that, I don't know, they kind of told me they told me or told you my whole life story. Not quite, but they told you that I was, I don't know, I'm losing what I was going to say.
Did you have a family member?
No, I had two people, or more than that, I had Haley and Mary, and they told me that they got a picture of you at the pre-Emmy party signed, and got to me somehow.
Yeah, how come you didn't come to the fan club event again? You couldn't go? What?
I would have had to fly from Michigan.
Oh my gosh, that's a hassle. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. So how are you?
Well, a little nervous as planned, but I'm all right.
Aw, you shouldn't be nervous at all. I'm totally, what?
It would have been easier if I would have met you. I would have known what you were like.
Oh, I'm not scary at all, I promise. I would have given you a big hug. I'm a hugger. I don't know if that some people don't like giving hugs, but I'm big on hugs.
Yes, she is.
I am,
I
right? You know.
I got one. So,
If I came this year, I would have got one.
Oh my God! No, I don't blame you for not coming all the way out here. But one day you should visit. It's a really fun place to be.
I'm hoping for next year.
Yeah. And I get to meet you. That would be fun.
Yes, it would. Okay,
Zach.
What?
We got to move on.
Yeah, I got to take another caller.
Go ahead.
Oh, bye,
okay.
Zach.
Next year.
Okay, next year. I'll see you then.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to move over here to area code 989. You're on the phone with Kristen.
Hello.
Hi, Kristen.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm Megan.
Hi, Megan.
I actually kind of wanted to comment about something on Brandon's Fan Club DVD.
Oh, okay.
I was so excited when you were on there, and I have to say I loved your little chant, the they will go all the way.
Oh, yeah.
That was too great. I went on the board right after that, and I, like, posted it on there, but it didn't catch on. I'll have to keep trying.
Aw, thanks. No, I know. Oh, my gosh. When I first saw the Brandon Buddy video, it was me, my mom, and my brother watched it, and we were like, oh, my gosh, because Brandon is you. I mean, like, I have to hand it, like, Brandon is a very funny guy, but on that video, he was trying a little hard.
A little too hard.
A little bit. Oh, but I'll stop talking about that. But no, the interview was so fun to do. Yeah, I know. I'm constantly doing goofy things like that. Or if someone says something, like, I'll start singing the song. If it's, you know, if it's a lyric to a song, I start singing it. I probably got that from Cassie DePaiva, because anything you say, like, if someone's like, yeah, you know, just give a little bit, and so they're like, give a little bit, you know, like, anything. Like, that's just a random example. But, yeah, like, that's exactly how I am. Like, anything, I start chanting, and people are like, what? What? What is she doing?
Oh, wow.
I know.
Are you still there, Megan?
I'm still here.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't hear you. I didn't know if I lost you or not. Did you have another question for Kristen? Because I have to move on to another caller.
Actually, I just had one more quick little comment. About the age thing, like, I was in drama, and what really irritates me is when people make a big deal, because when you're on stage, technically, you're star manning.
Exactly. Star wasn't making love to a 23-year-old. She was making love to a 17-year-old. It would have been a little different if, you know, the storyline was that, you know, whatever. But, you know, and technically, I mean, I was only kissing him like we had any of our other scenes, and the way I looked at it, and, you know, One Life, the wardrobe department made it very clear that they were going to, you know, make sure that I was in a bra that I felt comfortable in. And I picked one that really covered everything more than a bathing suit would. So to me, it just seemed like we were taking off our shirts and going swimming. Like, I didn't feel very, like, or, you know, scared or nervous or, oh, my gosh.
Right.
And, you know, the fact that Brandon is just so sweet and awesome, you know, totally helped. And, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. I know there's a lot of people waiting to get you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Megan, have a good night.
Bye,
Megan.
Hi. Okay, we're going to go to area code 718. Alyssa, you're on the phone.
Come on in.
Hello?
Hi.
What's up? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Alyssa.
Hey, Alyssa.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's really great to talk to you. I actually met you once at the charity softball game in Brooklyn 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Aren't they always fun?
Yes, it was actually, I've been to 3 of them right now, and I have a blast every time I go.
Oh, did you go to this past one? Because I wasn't there.
Yes, I was actually hoping you would be there. But
I was miserable sitting in a room with no windows taking my SATs.
Oh, my gosh.
It was, and then I came out, and I was like, and I called Brandon, and I was like, hey, and he's like, hey, I can't talk right now, okay, bye. I was like, I was so sad I missed out on it, but I'll definitely be there for next year.
Good. They're so much fun. I have to tell you, you are doing such an amazing job on the storyline, and I just actually had a question. How was it working on the storyline with Jonathan Groff last year? Because he's one of my favorite people.
Have you ever met him?
He knows me by name.
How incredibly sweet is he? He's like the cutest thing in the world, and I hate to call him cute because he's much, you know, he's older than me. He's an adult.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, he's just the sweetest, cutest man ever. Like, he came on and, you know, he instantly warmed up to us, and he's just so nice. And I do this weird peace sign thingy that he busts out laughing every time I did it. So, you know, we all had a whole bunch of, you know, inside jokes on the set, and he was such a pleasure to work with, and I miss him so much. I hope I think I'm going to try to go see Hare soon.
Yeah, he's gone. He's not in it anymore.
Oh, no, that was quick.
Yeah, I wasn't at the show, but I went to see him because two of my friends went to see him. And we saw him at, the stage door sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And he sees me and two of my best friends. He's like, oh, my God. Like, he was just so happy to see us.
I know. He's so appreciative to everything.
Yeah,
he really is.
Oh,
he's so nice. I love him.
Yeah. But that storyline with you guys was just, intense, and I was just like,
oh, no, you didn't see what we taped before all of that. It was
because you guys had to change it because of the whole Virginia Tech thing.
It was scary how close the storyline was to what happened that day. We were literally taping it and took a 5-minute break and went downstairs, and it was on the news.
Oh,
and it just, it stopped everyone in their tracks, but, we had to go back to taping, and we didn't think, really that it had so much of a connection because we didn't know so much about, Virginia Tech until we were done taping, and, it wasn't soon after that we learned that we were going to have to completely redo the storyline in 20 episodes that we had taped. It was insane and kind of eerie in a way. And the fact that we taped scenes that really put us in the position that they were, it was very frightening. And to tape those scenes, we were all very into it and scared out of our minds. And Portia, who was the main Brittany, who played Brittany Jennings, was the main person who was in the line of fire, actually, bust out crying in the middle of the scene because she was really afraid of the gun being pointed at her. It really freaked her out. And, it was just, our hearts were pounding every second that we taped those scenes, and they would have probably turned out amazing. And they never edited them, which was a shame because we never got to see it. But we definitely understood why they weren't put on the air. I mean, there's no question. But yeah, I know, and Jonathan Groff, was his work in that episode was, you can imagine, just amazing.
Yeah, because I went to see him at Spring Awakening, and I told him, I'm like, you scared the living daylights out of me when you were in that car. He's like, I'm so sorry.
I know, he's so sweet. And, I give him a lot of credit because being new to the whole soap opera world and everything, we really had to tape all of those makeup scenes in one day. It was literally, we taped, I say literally a lot, don't I? We taped those scenes, and they aired, we taped those scenes maybe a Monday, and they aired that Friday. It was scary. We were like, oh, my gosh, that already aired. It was freaky. But, I mean, for being under pressure, his performance was still impeccable, as always.
Yeah. Well, all of yours was. Mm-hmm. And I know you have other callers, but I just want to say, I'm actually going to Super Soap for the first time, so
yay!
Hopefully
I
see you.
Wow.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, me and Larissa are going.
Good.
Great.
You're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you.
You too. Have a great rest of the week, and can't wait to watch what's next on the show.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you for calling in.
Of course. It was great talking to you.
Bye, Liz.
Bye.
Yay, Super Soap. It can't come fast enough.
Oh, my gosh. I have to figure out what songs I'm singing. I can take all the time I can get.
That's my little vacation time with no children. I can't wait for that day.
Oh my gosh.
That weekend, yeah.
That's one of the busiest weekends of my year, but I love every second of it.
Wow, well, good. Okay, we have another caller. Where is she? Rita, where are you?
847, that's my
847.
In my neck of the woods, in the Chicago area.
847. Rita, you're on the phone.
Hey, Rita. Kristen, I'm so happy to talk to you. I wanted to ask you a question. You seem to adjust better than some of us viewers when actors change, the original Todd Manning to this, the new Todd Manning, he played Walker. I love the way you always used to defend Todd, and I love the way that when he would do things to you and you that you didn't go into a childish hate for your father. You went into a grown-up dislike, or it was a mature,
like an anger, yeah, like an anger.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You always defended your father to your mom.
Of course, I know, and that was, you know, I love the storyline and you know, the storylines in the past, you know, they've done a really great job at, you know, Star and Todd had the strongest, you know, father-daughter bond on the show for a long time, and, you know, they were each other's best friends. Todd didn't get along with any adults, but yet he got along with a spitfire little, you know, seven-year-old, which was, you know, me. And, you know, I mean, to watch those episodes on YouTube, I don't remember taping too many of them, but I can't believe that it's me. I'm like, wow, like, that was pretty good. Like, I loved the relationship between the characters and, you know, how he was the toughest guy around, but yet he had this warm spot for his daughter. And, you know,
short
they
man.
Would, yes, short, well, actually, Roger Howarth,
right,
Todd,
started
called
that.
Me Shorty, and Trevor decided, liked short man better. So, it's, you know, Trevor definitely has differed, you know, the original Todd played by Roger Howarth to now, which was really cool. And I think that, you know, I have different relationships on the show with the different Todds, you know. Once, you know, Todd came back when Star was a little older as Trevor, and, you know, they kind of started off in a different way, and there was a lot of, oh my gosh, there was so much
Didn't
drama going
you?
On. What?
Didn't he trust you before he trusted his own wife? Was that truth?
Oh,
he was Walker?
Oh, right. He was Walker, and then he told me that he was Todd. But then, you know, once we got this relationship back, then I think Blair was presumably dead, and then I blamed him. And oh, it was crazy. There's always drama.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But,
well, the one
but,
thing
yeah,
I
but,
wanted to tell you, when you play on daytime dramas, it gives you more chances to use more of your acting ability. I have to have a lot of respect for all of you actors and actresses and the writers, too.
Thank
but
you, yeah.
Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. And Star, I'm calling you Star.
Okay, you can call me Star.
You are a star, dear. You are. I am so grateful. Tell all my children. Hello?
Yes?
Yes.
Tell all my children that I am grateful, even though there's not a huge call for singing on daytime dramas, that
mm-hmm.
they allow you to use your beautiful voice, you, your TV mother, and especially, it goes without saying, Marcy.
Yes. Oh, she's amazing. I know. I love that they let us use our talents, and a great, you know, thing that we get is that with being on the show for 10 years, I've really grown up with the character. So I've seen, you know, Star's history with Todd, and I know how much Todd means to my character. Where, you know, in other projects, you go and you have to make up your history with the character, or you have to, you know, create a whole lifetime of history with someone else all in your head, you know. And, you know, with daytime drama, the, you know, the audience as well as the actors know, you know, the history, and it's been on TV. Everyone's seen it, which is just so great.
Do you all, do any of you ever have to improvise?
You know, a little bit. We're not 5 days
a week.
We're not, yeah. I mean, we're not really supposed to go off book, but if something feels better for us to talk, you know, for us to, you know, say something in a certain way that feels a little more comfortable, then we can, you know, then we do it, you know. But not to the point where we can change a whole paragraph. Like, we're very limited to what we can change, and usually it's just a couple of words. They're pretty strict on, you know, sticking to the script. But
And I know you don't feel bad when you were six that they limited you, because I think there's laws in real life.
For what?
I think there's laws in real life for giving a certain age too much airtime.
Oh, really?
When you were little, my mom told me that.
Rita, I gotta go on to another call, honey. We only have a few
minutes. Okay, but will you keep me on to allow you to listen still?
Of course.
We'll keep you on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for letting me talk to you, beautiful star, and you
no
too.
No problem. Thank you, Rita.
Thanks, Rita.
Okay.
I was just asked a question in the chat room. If you got a chance to look at the scrapbook that was given to you at the fan club.
Yes. Yes, I did. Oh my gosh, I love it. And I saw the videos that were posted of me reading it out loud.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I love it. It's just, you know, it amazes me how dedicated all of, you know, Star and Cole's fans are, Souls fans.
yes.
I mean, I love the two characters together. I love working with Brandon, so to see how much the fans really appreciate and love them together just really, really, you know, makes me happy. And the scrapbook was amazing, and, you know, just to really have all of it in writing. Because on the internet, you know, computers scare me sometimes, because I had all of my pictures on there, and, you know, then my hard drive died, and I couldn't see any of my pictures. And, you know, it's scary, because sometimes websites, you know, crash, and then there goes all of that precious, you know, writing that your fans wrote into you. And to have it all in a scrapbook for me to have for the rest of my life, I love it. Thank you so much. And me and Brandon will share it forever.
Well, all right, sweetheart. We're getting up to that time. Before I let you go, can I ask you to do me a favor and do a promo for the show?
Of course.
So you just say however you want to say it. This is Kristen Alderson on Stardust Radio. You know, make it your own thing. Do what you want to do. We're recording now, so whenever you're ready.
Hey, everybody, this is Kristen Alderson, and I am on Stardust Radio, the coolest radio station ever. I had a super time talking with all of my fans, and I think it's a great way for everyone to connect to their favorite soap stars and, you know, get the dish.
Thank you.
Well, we had a great time talking to you, Kristen. And,
Thank you.
And one of the great fans of you, I wish you continued success with the show.
Absolutely. Thank you. And everybody that I didn't get to talk to or anything, I'm sure I will talk to you in the future. And I love you all, and you're all amazing.
We'll do it again, definitely.
And by the way, I'm Tony, by the way, because you don't know who I am.
Hey, Tony.
Sorry.
I was like the mystery man voice.
Thank you very much.
My buddy Tony.
All right, bye. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I have to say that was just fantastic.
Absolutely.
She's a great girl.
Absolutely.
And, again, I'm sorry for the people that we couldn't get to on the telephone. You know, she was a little late. She's a teenager, for crying
out loud,
you know.
She's got school in the morning.
That's right. I mean, my 15-year-old was in bed at 8:30. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, he was in bed at 8:30. He had a homework to do when he was in bed. So I totally feel for her and, you know, the stage that she's in. So
absolutely.
Definitely. Let's see. Tomorrow, Chrishell Stout.
Oh, yeah, I am so excited for this.
All my children, Chrishell.
My good, our good pal now, because you got a chance to see her at the fan club, right?
You know what? No, I didn't go to the fan club. So, I never got to meet Chrishell.
You're going to get a chance to meet her tomorrow night. I'm glad you're going to get a chance to meet her, because I got just talked to her on Buzzworthy a few months ago, and she's a lovely person you want to talk to, no question about it. And I'm definitely going to be here for that.
On, Friday night.
Doubleheader.
Jason Tam at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Marco from One Night to Live.
And at 10:30 p.m., Bob Guinea and Eden Regal will be joining us also.
Also new internet cooking show, Cooking to Get Lucky.
Yes, yeah, so it's definitely a nice week, So,
absolutely.
I'm asking everybody to please go to the website, stardishradio.com.
Rate this show.
Yeah, submit your wish lists and sign up for the email news alerts. Pretty soon, you're not going to be able to get the information from MySpace or Facebook. So please go sign up for your email alerts at stardishradio.com.
That's
right. Very, very important. And even more important is that after this show is over, make sure you go download it.
Yes.
And rate it. Rate the show, please.
Absolutely.
It keeps
Let's
me
get...
on the air. The producers are very happy. So go to the website where it says guest book, and that's the official wish list. And write in there who you want. There's a contact us button. Click on that. Send me an email with your list. Eileen Kristen was already on the show. I see somebody's requesting her already, but I'm sure I can get her to come back. You can go back, actually, and listen to the original interview in the archives. Let's see. Who else? Erin Torpy, the original Jessica Buchanan, will be on Monday, the 15th.
Monday, December 15th. Yep.
Right. Yous are writing it all in the chat room, which is cool, but I'm not going to remember it. So go sign up for those email alerts and
do it, people.
And put it in the guest book because I'm not going to be able to remember all that stuff. So the 15th is Erin Torpy, and
17th is Robin Sidney.
Yes,
who used to be on Drake and Josh. Now she owns this holistic jewelry line.
Yes, and she's actually going to be in Drake and Josh's Merry Christmas and the Jonas Brothers 3D movie.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
about
that.
Yeah.
You guys,
you guys are young enough out there in the chat room that you like the Jonas Brothers and Drake and Josh and all that stuff. So
you better be here on that night, the 17th.
Exactly. So come see what Robin Sidney's all about. She's a pretty well accomplished actress, and her holistic jewelry line looks really, really cool.
But there may be some shows, put in maybe one or two other shows during that week, probably put in. So just keep looking at StardishRadio.com for any updates.
Yeah, pretty soon the only place you're going to get the updates from is StardishRadio.com. So if you love Drake and Josh, Megan, you'll be there for Robin Sidney. She's been on Drake and Josh as the crazed fan, and she's going to be in their new movie coming out during the holiday season. Merry Christmas with Drake and Josh and the Jonas Brothers 3D movie. So definitely check that out.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Am I forgetting anything before we go?
No, thank you. I think you went down the lineup so far. And that's all you got so far during this.
Oh, also, you know what, though? Everybody in the New York and New Jersey area,
mm-hmm.
go look on www.greetingsfromtheshore.com. David Fumero's film comes out September 12th in select theaters, only in the New Jersey and New York area. So check that out and go see his film. Support David. Greetingsfromtheshore.com. And see where it's going to be in your area. That's the New York and New Jersey area. If you saw it already, go see it again. Support the man. Go support the man. And let's see, who else? If there's anybody in the California area, Ignacio Cericcio is doing one more night of his one-man show called Freak. Go to freak.com. That's, I think, the last one is September 13th. So that's that on that end. Eileen Kristen, there's a video going around on YouTube. I posted it on the MySpace page. The Garrison Band and Eileen Kristen. It's some little ditty she's doing in support of Barack Obama. So go check that out. She forwarded that to me also and asked me to send it out. I did post it on MySpace. So
Hey, Joanne, I got one extra. I guess if we're doing the One Night to Live, One Night to Live notes, I got one more to add here that I just found out today, that Andrea Evans, known as Tina, on September 27th, on Saturday, September 27th, in Pasadena, she's going to have a special event to launch her new skincare line, Ladder,
ooh,
to benefit the City of Hope. And it's going to be at the Ladder Company in Pasadena. That's on East Colorado Boulevard. If you people in the Los Angeles area know where that's at, go out and see it. It's on September 27th, and it'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. That's local time there to promote her new ladder. Now, every sale, every $5 from every sale and $12 for every gift set will go to research of the City of Hope Foundation, which is with a charity that she is very, very passionate about.
Oh, okay.
So if
very
you're in that
cool
area, check it out. Go to their website. Also, go to their website to check it out, too. It's ladder. www.ladder.com. It's right on the front page. It'll give you all the information you need to know.
Also, Georgette, you're on the phone. Type in the message boards in the chat room for Brittany Underwood. We're trying to start a campaign to get Brittany Underwood and Jason Tambor to Super Soap Weekend. So we need people to go to the board and join. So, Georgette, type that address in for the board for Brittany.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't know if I was still on or not.
Of course you are.
Okay, I didn't know. Just go on and do that. I'll be having postcards made and stuff for people to start sending in for Brian Franz and everybody else. We all know that Kristen and Brandon will be there, but we want to try to go above and beyond and try to get Brittany and Jason to go because Jason is a singer and so is Brittany.
So we can both have
both of them sing and then sing with Brandon and Kristen. So if they both go too with Brandon and Kristen, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
But they also could perform by themselves, Georgette, because they had an album. They had a song on the Love Sabs album early this year called Cuando, Cuando, Cuando.
Yeah, I know. I want them to sing by themselves. It'd be awesome, and Brittany would love it. So.
Yeah.
Georgette is kind of spearheading Brittany's new fan club. So.
Yeah. So once I start getting going, she's been really busy. She just started school, like Kristen did. So she's been really busy. So I've read, she's read most of your letters and stuff, and I know a lot of you have asked for pictures and stuff back, but once I get a chance to speak to her and stuff, we're going to start sending the fans pictures, signed pictures back and stuff like that. So keep the letters coming, keep them coming. She loves getting letters and she loves reading them.
Absolutely. Brittany's a great girl. She's definitely one to support on One Life to Live. So keep your letters coming.
I saw people talking about Farrah Fath there too. So
yeah.
We're working on Farrah Fath. We're still working because she's actually one of my faves too. So request is all I can say. Go to StardishRadio.com.
Yeah, put in your requests and wish list, whatever the case may be. Get them going. That's all you got to go. Get them going.
What I want everybody to understand is that a lot of these publicists and bigwigs at the networks don't feel it's important what we do. They kind of just
they probably said, just who cares about them?
It's no big deal.
Blah, blah, blah,
so
blah, blah, blah.
If you want to hear someone on Star Dish Radio, you need to go to my website, go to stardishradio.com, sign up for the email alerts, go to the guest book, put your wishes down, go to the contact box, send me an email so I can forward all this stuff because they look at our website. So they're going to see how dedicated you fans are. Fans are not dedicated enough to go visit another website and put your thoughts down in writing, they're not going to pay any attention to it. So you really need to spread the word about visiting the website and definitely sign up for the email alerts. I mean, I have a few people that are regulars that have signed up, but with all the listeners that I have, I'm surprised that most of you haven't gone there yet. So if you would do that, that will keep me bringing
you
your
Joanne, I'm doing mine tomorrow. I am definitely putting the wait list tomorrow for sure. For sure.
Definitely.
And it won't spam you. People are worried about spamming. It won't spam you. It just sends you emails.
Right.
It tells you updates when you get updates. And like she said, the managers look for that. There's a few guests that we've had on that wanted to see requests for them to be on the show because, like Joanne said, they think, oh, they don't want them to come on the show, and what does this matter, and this and that and that and this. So the more you request and the more you go on and sign up for the emails, the more they see, oh, wow, they really do. Like, especially with Kristen Alderson. Oh,
right.
Man.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's been talking about her for the longest time. Right after we had Brandon Buddy, like way before we had Brandon Buddy on, when's
mm-hmm.
Kristen Alderson going to be on? When's Kristen Alderson going to be on? When's Kristen Alderson going to be on?
Right.
Finally, we saw her and had
well, she was on tonight.
Yeah, but what people don't realize, and I want them to realize the lengths that I go to get them to come on and to get the word out, we actually went to New York City and met her mom, and that's how we got her on the show. So, I mean, because some of these big people do not think that this show is significant. They don't think that it's important to the fans. They don't think it's important to the actors. But you guys that listen know, you know, how important it is. And we work very hard to bring you the people that you do have, so or that you have listened to already. So support Stardust Radio and go to the website. And it's only
on
a few clicks. Yeah, we're working on some cool stuff, and you will not receive spam by signing up for the email alerts. I can't stress that enough. So just go check it out and sign up. The more people that
Cassie
sign up and the more people.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Cassie DePaiva was requested. Go and request her. We already talked to Cassie. So,
oh, yeah.
Talk to her.
Yeah.
Go throw her name up on the website.
Load it up. Load it up. Get Cassie on the show. Load it up right now, guys. Get
yeah,
on the line.
Michael Easton has been requested. Sarah Fass. We're working on it. But the more you guys contribute, the more we can do to get them on, and the better we can do it. And it's not as
absolutely.
Hard for us to do it. So
exactly.
You guys have to do your part, and we can do ours, basically.
Exactly.
Do your part. Same thing over all my children. Do the same thing. We got Chriselle tomorrow
yeah,
night.
Yeah, you really have to, for people who are interested in All My Children, there is, if you go to where it says abcmediarelations.com or just Google ABC Media Relations, you'll find the publicist information for ABC All My Children. That's who you need to contact to start getting more guests from All My Children on the show. He's like the main person to go to, and it's all public information, so it's not like you're going digging for something that you're not supposed to.
Definitely.
So just
yeah, the
check that out.
Yeah, the people are the hardest to get to. A lot of them are very hard. So maybe the more you request, like for Rebecca Budig and Alicia Minshew, then
mm-hmm.
you'll see,
and
oh, wow, I want them on. So request.
Right. Well, definitely. Just it's go Google. They're asking me again. Google
Wait,
ABC.
It should be abcmedia.com.
Yeah,
let me Google it.
Right. Yeah, I think it's ABC.
ABCmedia.com. Yeah, you always right.
And you'll find everything on there.
All My Children. I think go to the All My Children page.
Let me say thank you to Toni Ann. She did the banner for Kristen's show tonight. And, yes, Cassie DePaiva did see it. Cassie DePaiva actually posted a bulletin on MySpace today to advertise for Kristen being on the show. Listen, I'm going to wrap this up. We've got 1 minute left. Tomorrow night, Chriselle Stouse, everybody come. Everybody go to the website. Sign up for the alerts.
Yes, please.
Put your wishes in, and make sure you rate the show when you're done. There's so many shows out there in the archives that are still not rated, but have like a million downloads. So I don't understand that. So go
yeah,
back
definitely
and rate
download
the show.
The show tonight. Yeah, Kristen's going to set some records. We got to do it. Got to do it.
Absolutely. Let's pump her up and everybody else. All right, everybody. Have a good night. We're going to exit now. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, have a good night, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. This is Brandon Barras, and thank you for listening to Stardust Radio.
Hi, this is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Jason Thompson, and you are listening to Stardish Radio. Keep listening.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardish Radio. Enjoy.
This is the incredibly groovy Carolyn Hennessy with the incredibly groovier Girls of Stardish.
This is Ethan Rains, and you are tuned in to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is John Brodison. Hi, this is John Brodison.
This is Jean-Paul Lavoisier, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Tune in. It's a blast.